Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another radio show. It's been a while, and this time around, well, we're not doing it with Candace, but we have a special guest. We're going to be taking calls for readings. We're going to talk about topics too, I guess. We'll talk about random stuff and what's going on, or what you might need to hear. If you haven't already, make sure you follow our social media pages, which I will edit again in the page info. On Facebook, we have the radio show. We have my spiritual page, Millennials Third Eye. And don't forget Candace's Blue Owl Intuitive, yeah. So, hi, Mom.
Hi.
Thanks for doing this with me.
My pleasure.
It was a trust the process. We're in the moment. Here we are.
I haven't done readings in a while, so it's time.
A lot of people ask about you, and they think it's funny. In the past, and people enjoy things that I don't realize they enjoy. So,
well, you know, it's kind of fun to see the inside sometimes, you know, like the inside of somebody's life or a little peek of it.
Mm-hmm.
And having me coming on gives a little peek because I'm pretty candid about what a pain in the neck you are.
What was I doing recently? So for me today, I was just telling you, and I figured I'd tell everyone else too, it's been different times where we let go, but I never really realized like fully mentally letting go. And I think people meditate, but they put pressure on meditation. Mm. Actually, you know what? This is funny. I manifested this.
What, today?
Yeah, I had a thought the other day about, I was talking about something, and I was like listening to your thoughts about it on a radio show.
You heard my thoughts?
Why, did you manifest this too? Did you thought of that? No, I was just, it was a memory or a thought in my brain, and it came through, and it was a very quick thought. But so people, I think, over-pressure themselves in meditation and
totally.
What spiritual things are, and also they overthink it. And mm-hmm. before, I don't know, a month ago or so, I was over-pressured with money, and I'm going to do this, I'm going to learn something spiritually, and then I got to a point where I just kind of said, fuck it. Like, I'm going to let go and not even think about it and just be happy with my moment here with myself, which is challenging. But I didn't meditate. I just mentally did that. And then people messaged me about an appointment or – and I think I pressured that too because I was like, okay, if I could do that, how am I going to do it? So just by looking for like a formula.
It's okay to plan. It's okay to create a formula, to create, you know, to do those things. But that's – meditation is not the time to do it. Meditation is a different – has a different purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So when you meditate, the purpose is to connect with a higher vibration, with a higher,
mm-hmm.
you know, level of consciousness. And by doing that, it you can't be thinking. It's not about thinking.
Mm-hmm.
It's about letting go. And you almost have to empty your mind. So, like, if I do a reading, I can't think. If I think, that's me telling you. That's not spirit telling you. I have to
right.
empty my mind completely and allow whatever is going to come in.
Right.
If I analyze it, and I can now tell you the difference. I know when I'm analyzing, and I know when spirit is talking to me. So, and I'll tell a client, this is me telling you this. I will say, this is me. And I will say whatever I think. I said, then, you know, then I'll say, that's spirit telling you.
Yeah.
I didn't, you know, that's not coming from me. So, you know, it takes a lot to differentiate that.
It's hard sometimes, too. I think we have things in the world. I think I used to say 3D a lot, the 3D world, but it's the world. And at the same time, we allow people to affect our emotions, and even with me at jobs and whatnot. So we have this emotional allowance, and then it puts into this thought process of they don't care about.
Right.
So it's all these beliefs. And.
But, you know, when you're meditating, you see, you know, your mind and your thoughts, you know, there's a zillion thoughts in a day. In a moment, there's like, and it happens in nanoseconds. It's like your whole mind, and we're so accustomed to functioning like that.
Right.
And so to get it to empty and stop, people become very like antsy. Like, you know, it's very hard to sit. I can't sit. I can't meditate because I can't sit. I can't sit because the thoughts are still. You're thinking like this is a waste of time, and I got to be doing this. I should be doing that. That's mm-hmm. what stops you from meditating.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes a lot. When you meditate, it's about putting yourself in that moment, in that space, in that moment, and being aware of what's around you. You can be aware of your body, your heartbeat, your breathing. That's why, you know, people will say, breathe. Well, there's a point to the breathing. Yes, breathing does help and reduces anxiety and blah, blah, it centers you. But there's a reason why it centers you. Because you're listening, feeling, and just focusing on the breathing. So that will take you to that moment. That will take you to right where you are. And all of a sudden, everything seems to dissipate. All the worries, all the thoughts, all the fears, all the racing I have to's and should be doing kind of disappear because there's no room for that when you're focusing on the breathing.
Mm-hmm.
And then from the breathing, you look for the messages. You look for, and people will do imagery. Like now in a field, I am now with an angel. I am now.
Well, let's also take a call because I don't want to lose time. So everyone, we're going to take some calls for readings and whatnot or questions. If you want to just ask a question to you or about a topic. But we're going to probably be going till 8:45, and then I'm probably going to come back again and do another show. But let's take a caller here. We'll do we'll take area code 727. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Kate calling from Florida.
Kate? Hi, Kate from Florida. What's going on?
Hi.
Do you want us to give you a message or both of us or – ask a topic question or what's going on, what do you think, what do you want?
A reading, please.
Reading. Well, thank you for calling. I appreciate it, number one.
Thank you.
What's the focus of your reading?
Well, did you want to pick up a subject or do you want to feel it?
I can feel it.
The first things that I'm getting about your energy, Kate, because we connect with people when we... I don't know why I feel like I have to explain that. When you make a phone call or you ask for a reading, depending on the person, we're going to connect energetically. And my guides are the ones, you know, that give me the messages. I hate when I say, you know, that drives me nuts. I hate when I – so they're the ones that give me the energy, and also I decipher it through my body. And the first things that are coming up for me that I get of you is that you have all this love for people, and you have this love for family, or but there's individuals that are upsetting you. Or there's things that they don't understand about you, and then you don't understand why they're not understanding you. But then I also get this, you give and help people, but they're not grateful. The next thing I'm getting to is you need to also not focus on the things that bother you and how it's affecting you emotionally, because you're losing time and emotions and thoughts, and focus on your happiness, because the people that are connecting to you in that way are also taking your happiness away, and it's not really where you should focus. There's a move or thought of a move or moving. Like, I see you having fun or just going on vacation or moving somewhere that you're letting go of yourself and you're enjoying it. So whatever that means to you, just go somewhere for yourself. This is about you.
Firstly, I want to know, do you have grandchildren?
I do not. I do have great nieces and nephews.
Because I was picking up, like, in the grandchildren realm, like, you know, younger kids, must be the great nieces. Are you concerned about them?
There is a bit of an echo.
Oh, let's see.
Okay. Is that better?
Let me see if I can lower the volume.
A bit better,
sometimes,
yeah.
Yeah, sometimes the speaker from the computer mic. Is it better? Okay.
So it's very interesting. I'm speaking with Joe also. Yes, Joe?
Yes, I'm here.
Joe, absolutely spot on in terms of reading the energy.
Mm-hmm.
I have been a bridge and a liaison ancestrally and generationally.
I did feel that. And, I felt spiritual connection to you. I wish I said that.
Yeah. And even when I have reached out to bridge and alleviate just alleviate energy for others, it has not only been misinterpreted, but even twisted.
Mm-hmm.
In the sense of the definition of changing what was intended, meant, in an energy of love into something else.
Mm-hmm.
And so while there is picking up on the energy of grandchildren, I delivered my daughter when I was 40, and the term for that medically is elderly prima gravida. Well, I am her birth mother.
I have the elderly prima gravida as well.
That's so interesting because my daughter, adult daughter, is currently with my sister, with whom I am estranged because of my sister's choosing. And I have left that energy be to allow, because I trust my adult daughter's journey and our relationship, and it is so sacred that I have let her be. So it's interesting that you're picking up on grandparent energy because my parents have been very concerned about my sister connecting with my daughter. And I have left that to love and light.
Good. Very good. Sometimes, though, when we do that, there's still that this internal emotion of, it kind of comes in layers when it pops up in your mind. But
I pulled some
cards for you, and it's Seven of Pentacles in reverse, which is the subject of all that you've put into your work and what you have done or do, but it's in reverse. So it's more so for me in hearing, be proud of how you handle or work with people or what you help people with, because I also hear that you send love to people without them knowing. And the obstacle here is the King of Wands in reverse. And I think that's, it's not about you, the King of Wands in reverse.
Is that my father's energy?
I wasn't picking up on that. It's not that he's not around or he doesn't want to talk, but King of Wands in reverse and the Seven of Pentacles in reverse. I'm having a moment.
It could also be a partner that has
this
also
here,
left me with interesting energy.
This here, the King of Wands in reverse, because it's about, you know, the deep emotions, the deep thoughts, the deep underlying.
I look at it and I can't.
But it's reversed. So what her true intentions are being twisted. And exactly what she said.
Yeah, that has happened over and over.
The true emotion is again, it runs deep within you. It's like the true love, the true care, the true, and it's being reversed. It's like reversed to you. It's like, no, you didn't intend that. You intended this, and that's not the case. But it's like you said, it's being twisted.
So the Seven of Pentacles in reverse is talking about the wasted energy or feeling like it was a lack of wasted time. Or
the Pentacles is like wasted.
Yeah.
Yes, the wasted energy, money, work, the physical stuff, the manifestations.
So it's odd. When I looked at them, I was like, I don't know why I can't think right now. So about this, I think there's something more to this for you because we got to take other callers, but I think there's something that's underlining what that topic is to you. And sometimes what happens is, especially for me, I have to sit with it and I find that there's something deeper that's really affecting the other things and what I believe, because I had a fear of being misunderstood or how it's supposed to be. And I just learned how to let that go and make peace with it. And
the one thing that that comes to me, and it came to me as when you said it, was, you know, when everything gets twisted and misinterpreted, if you're on a higher vibration and you're speaking from a higher level, it's kind of like, you know, let's say a doctor talking to, you know, a layperson, and they're talking all in doctor terms and not understanding what they're saying and totally twist it because they don't understand the basics of what you just said. And so it's kind of like that. You're speaking on a higher level and a higher vibration that is not it's like a different language or a different realm of thinking, and they're not getting it. So what they try to do is make sense of it in their level, in their world, and it doesn't. It can't. So that's how it gets twisted.
And the problem with this is, and I just kind of had this too, and it's about speaking your truth, and you don't have to tell people. It's just sometimes people want to hear what they want to hear, and they don't hear
right.
what they don't want to hear. And that was the thing I just learned too about being misunderstood. It's like, I'm not here to appease you, and it's not my fault. And that, everyone's learning experience is different. So there's something about this that it's not, let go of the disbelief that you don't deserve love or someone can't come into your life. It's about, don't let the past be in the present, and letting something deeper go of whatever this is that it's teaching you. Because we all have different lessons and different times. And I feel like internally, sometimes you might have a moment where it still bothers you, and maybe it doesn't, you're not sure why this had to happen this way, or, but you have this great heart to you. And there's something about, why do I keep getting, you have to speak up about some things too. I'm feeling, whether it's out loud with yourself or addressing someone when it happens again, because I was just telling my mom about the past. When you actually do something and say something, you end a repetitive lesson, and it won't happen anymore, because you're showing the universe, this is how you treated me, this is what bothered me, that
I'm done.
People.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But
I mean, I think also, you know, when you want to say something, or you want to give somebody the higher vibrations and give them the deeper thoughts and all that stuff, and they don't know how to interpret that, you almost have to bring it down to very, very something like simplicity on their level. And it reminds me of, you know, social work school, so to speak. You know, when you say, okay, you have a client in front of you, you have to start where the person is at. So in other words, you have to go to where they are and not go 17 steps ahead, because that it's not going to make sense. It's not going to seem like it's reachable. So keeping it very simple. So if you want to show love, you show love in the way that they can understand it.
Mm.
Bring a box of candy. You know what I mean? Like something really, really simple. Bringing a
that
piece
is
out.
So helpful. Because Einstein said, if you can't explain it to a 5-year-old, then you truly don't understand it.
Understand it, right.
Mm-hmm.
Very true.
And
hey,
the last time my sister was with my daughter one-on-one, it was a very toxic, you're either with us or you become, you alienate your mother as we have.
Mm-hmm.
And as a 16-year-old, that was terribly confusing for her.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
We do have to get to another caller, because we're only going to be live for now till 8:45. I'm going to probably go back on afterwards, but Kate, follow the page. And we also have social media on Facebook, too, if you would like to follow that. I'll post it later.
This was extremely helpful. It really is about breaking it down in the moment, addressing it in the moment, and then moving on immediately. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
It's hard, yeah.
Well, these are small lessons that we learn day by day.
I'm glad to have been able to post this and connect with you. Thank you.
Good luck, Kate.
Thank you so much.
Blessings.
It's amazing, like the little things. Like, this is a thought I had before, and then you just connect with people. All right, we'll take another caller. Was area code 630? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Dion, and I'm calling from Wisconsin. And I follow you on Facebook and Instagram.
Oh, thank you.
For like
cool.
years.
Really? That sounds sweet.
And this is the first time I heard from you?
I haven't called in probably at like 2 years.
That's all right. It's great to connect with you again. And thanks for following my social media.
Yeah, I do follow you, so I just don't call in all the time.
I don't do a lot of – I want to do more of the radio show, and that's why today I was like, I'm doing it today. Because I forget what makes me happy. But so is there a topic you wanted to ask about or just a reading?
I wanted to find out if you could pick up on when I'd be getting my her on my book.
There's something that you're lacking with belief of how this is going to happen and when it's going to. Okay. What's your book about? I don't know. I don't want to know everything, but at the same time, like, I'm going to ask questions. There's something.
It's fiction, nonfiction.
It's a nonfiction. I'm basically a mafia whistleblower. So.
Mm-hmm. A mafia whistleblower?
Yeah, that's been an issue with publishers because of obviously legal, their legal department doesn't want to approve it. But
and it's nonfiction.
It's nonfiction. I'm gaining a lot of momentum with it since April. And so Saturday, I have signing, and it's a pretty big event that's going to be happening. And so I just wanted to see if maybe after that exposure, it'll come.
I want to ask, this is what I'm feeling next. What is your intention of putting this book out? Not in a bad, either way, but what's the reason you want to put the book out to the world?
Well, because I'm transitioning into being an author.
Mm-hmm. Well, the reason why you wrote the book, instead of being an author, you could be an author, but the mafia whistleblower.
To expose corruption.
Okay, because there's something about Brad saying, you also have, I'm not saying this in a non-loving way, but there's something about if you put this out or it goes out, how is this going to affect you? I don't know why this is coming up. There's also anger and frustration involved with you wanting other people to be noticed. And it's really about your emotions that this book might go out and it does or doesn't. But if it goes out at the same time, you're not going to feel whole or completed and it's not going to really change anything. I don't know why, because I'm also being told this, you and I love people and I love you as a person. Just don't take this the wrong way. You feel like this is your purpose and this is not going to be satisfactory for you. People might enjoy it. I'm not saying they won't. I'm not saying it won't happen or it will, but there's something that just doesn't line up with this being the outcome you wanted it to be. Because I don't understand what is going on.
This one fell out.
Well, for me, when I see the two wands, it's the past, and this is what. I guess there's this affected your life in some way, the book, why you wrote it?
And the other one that fell out was the...
yeah, it affected my life. That
was the Six of Wands.
You know,
it fell and I put it back in.
I think if you were to actually, and I know that you're not liking these messages, but I'm being honest with anyone I would read. If you were to rewrite that book in the sense of how it helped you evolve spiritually rather than how this affected my life and these people suck or whatever
that's
it is. I don't know how you wrote it.
The second book. That's the second book that I wrote a second book. I'm not going to release it out yet. I'm going to need a couple of weeks for that one before.
Honestly,
I think that
book's supposed to be the first one and that's the one that's supposed to go because you have two different demographics of direction. As much as you might think that people are going to get that one and follow, this is two separate directions. I think that if you were to combine them in a way of the title and the purpose, as in how this really affected my life and the problems that associated with it and how it brought me here. And you're showing everyone that it's not really about them getting noticed or the people. It's about evolving in a different environment of how it affected you. There's also this thing with you and your energy about people that you're angry with, people that you are allowing them to affect you of your beliefs and your goals and your dreams, things that you are, I don't know what's going on with anger, but you need to let go of people's anger and what they're thinking and not even like cutting them off. It's just the thoughts you have because there's things in your daily life that aren't helping you in your routine on bringing the doors and the options and the thoughts to you. by us thinking when or how and if and when and how, and then I'll go here, but is it going to turn? We're putting resistance to how all these things come in. And I'm saying this, but don't feel that I am belittling you, because I'm not doing that. I'm just saying as if I needed to hear it myself in a different way too, if I needed to. There's a lot of anger, and I don't understand. Do you have a lot of anger with people or the past, and what's going on with that?
Well, yeah, I have anger issues from the past. Yeah, that's true. But my past is what brought me to this point. So, I mean, the book was healing for me to write, but I think that anybody who's gone through the amount of trauma that I've gone through, it's not something that you can just be like, oh, I'm okay tomorrow, because I'd be lying to myself if I said that.
Everyone has different trauma, and I'm not saying yours is much bigger, or I'm not saying anything like that. I'm saying we're equals. How I went through mine, regardless of what it is, I didn't write a book. I might. Who knows? But I'm asking you and telling you that in a spiritual way is that, yes, it brought you to this point. And there's a lot of things that brought me to this point where I created this podcast, radio show years ago. And my point of doing so came to find that I wanted to show others that they're not alone. And so that's why I'm asking you the direction of this book. How is it going to help others, and how is it going to help you? I'm not saying that I don't like the book or I wouldn't buy it. It's just what I'm hearing from my guys.
I'd like to read it.
I mean, the book exposes corruption and basically talks about how lawyers take advantage of the elderly, like with elder abuse and things like that. It started out as a lawyer basically stole my inheritance. I had an inheritance and I was worth $125 million. The lawyer took my inheritance illegally through forgery and fraud. And when I went after him is when I found out that there was way more to this than that had to do with me. It was so much bigger than me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so the first book was lengthy just because I put all the evidence in there, just because they like attacked me and came after me and things like that. But there's only so much you can put in one book. So that's why the second book talks about the aftermath of being a whistleblower and how basically I don't recommend it because it ruins your life. I mean, they ruined my life and to a great extent, and picking up the pieces and stuff like that, because people automatically want to, you know, pursue for justice reasons and stuff like that. But I think the only reason why I survived all that I survived is because I leaned into my spirituality, period. I think the only reason why I survived what I did is by the grace of God. That was it. I think I got very lucky.
Well, that was my point about what you said before, is this is going to bring it to surface again, and it's going to be another level of that, I think, times more, which would, I'm not saying put fear on it, but I think it's about the evidence. It's about how you evolve from that. But again, I don't want to, I'm not telling you what to do, because what I said and what I heard before about this book to go out, I think it's being protected, honestly, because it was a way of you to put something of truth into something. But you have to understand that your reality was for your experience, and that experience was you for you to realize and let go of fears, or how did you conquer it? This is going to bring a lot more shit to surface, and people are going to find out. I don't know how or why, but that's why my guides are saying, really think about how this book is directed. Really think about the purpose. Really think about the point. Yes, it's bringing people to awareness of this happens. It doesn't happen in everyone else's life, but I think it's important in certain people's lives where it has happened.
But when it comes to huge inheritances, when it comes to a lot of money, evil happens.
But, you know, where has this brought you today? Do you feel more at peace with your finances? Do you feel more at peace at what happened? Do you feel more at peace with yourself? That's the point of the whole, my guide saying that. Your book going out, what I also hear right now in this current reality, with where your emotions or thoughts are at and your energy, it's not going to go the way you want it to go. and not to get upset about that, because there's something bigger you're not seeing with this. There's something deeper. Like, we get excited, and I understand that. Yes, this brought you here. But there's something bigger that if you were to only navigate it about the world collectively, or how can I show everyone how this is important to everyone's life and how I made it through or where I'm at now, that's really the bigger picture. There's a lot of shit I went through. And if I wrote a book about it, yes, I would probably have to rewrite the names, but it wasn't so much about the people or what had happened. It was more so, were they in my reality? What did that teach me about my insecurities and beliefs that I was lacking in, or believing in a negative belief from my childhood or this or that? Those are the things. And my guys are saying, you haven't really understood that yet. And I say that with love, because this book isn't about the money. It's not about who notices about your story not in a negative way. It's supposed to be really about
how you conquered it,
being of service, and how you conquered it.
Conquered the trauma and the emotion.
Yeah, it's remarkable that I didn't end up in a mental ward or like addicted to drugs or substance abuse.
Trust me, I've went through a lot of different dimensions. I've seen light beings. I've seen ships. I've been in hell, dimension of hell on earth. I've been and seen a lot, and I'm not saying you haven't experienced some crazy shit either. And I actually told my mom at one point, I said, you know, have you understood it? Because she's in a certain field. And I said, do people ever get misdiagnosed for this? And of course, I've come across people that have. But you have to also give yourself this accomplishment, because what I'm hearing too from you is, yes, you could have went a whole different pathway, but you should be proud of yourself of how far you've come. And the book's not going to really do that for you right now, because you're still not fully happy with yourself.
Well, I'm more or less just angry with the fact that somebody has done all of this and they get to run around scot-free and, you know, ruin other people's lives, and it seems like nothing happens to them, you know?
Right.
It's disappointing. Even as much as I lean into my spirituality and as much as I believe in the universe, it's like, but when do the bad guys ever get caught? Do they ever
get
caught?
Well, you know what? Sometimes the getting caught is not the worst thing that could happen. Sometimes, you know, it's you ever hear the term blood money?
Oh, shit. I just heard something.
Blood money is like money gotten under, you know, bloody circumstances. Like you murdered somebody. You got this money really bad. You know, with blood money comes that karma, that energy. And what I can tell you is, and this I know, as sure as I am sitting here, what looks good on the outside or what appears on the surface is not what goes on behind closed doors, and it's what's underneath. And misery, there's a lot of misery that goes along with it. And those people, you're not going to know about it because it doesn't get televised. It doesn't get, you don't see it on the news. You might hear about it later on, somewhere along the lines, if you're lucky enough and you end up in that connection. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the universe will give you that information just to say, oh, look at that. Couldn't happen to a better person. But, you know, that in of itself is, you just almost don't want that karma coming back to you. But the karma that goes along with that blood money is not good.
Regardless, is that what I'm hearing from you is that you're going to be happy when, and
right,
there's still
exactly.
That, and my guides are saying too, you have no idea what could have happened if you did receive that money, because there's a whole timeline where you might have went downhill. You might have made some choices that you didn't want to make. But this is on a path of you really questioning life differently.
That's very true.
So
that's very true.
I understand the anger part, because I had it my own way. And it also created this connection still of I wasn't happy because of what they did to me. And mm-hmm. I had to get to this point, and it took some time to get myself back together, find myself again, realize that I was also being put in a position where I was afraid of speaking truth. I was afraid of standing up for myself because I felt like I was like well, I'm here at this point, and I didn't want them to be happy. And I had to let that go because my happiness doesn't come from someone else's life. It doesn't come from when they're not, you know what I'm saying?
What happens is it's the concept of revenge, okay? Revenge is energy focused on getting back at someone. And sometimes that energy is, you know, because people defend themselves from it. Like you said, they're untouchable. When are they going to get that? And you focus on that revenge. All that energy goes that way. If you take that energy of revenge, instead of revenge, you take that energy and you put it towards yourself in for your own well-being, for your own happiness, all that energy, that's more energy well spent. You throw it out and all you get is tit for tat. So it's like, in other words, if somebody did something to me, oh, I'll get you back. And I do something. And then they go, well, I'll get you back. And then they do something and I'll get you back. And then we go back and forth and back and forth. And then, you know, it's energy that gets spent for no reason. Oh, you get misery, then I get misery. Then you get misery, then I get misery. You get misery. I hurt you, you hurt me.
Whereas if I take away that revenge or that
revenge and I just focus it on me and my happiness and my well-being and my life and what I want and how I want things to be for me, then I'm putting the energy into myself. And guess what? I improve. My life improves. Everything gets better for me. And to me, the best revenge is success.
It's hard at first. When you start letting go little by little and you realize, okay, I got this far off of my anger about it, and then I got this far, and then I stopped, and I realized I wasn't happy at times, and it was because this thing behind my mind was, like, still, and you have to live your life, and I promise you, if you were to just playfully think about how this is blocking the higher timelines of your thoughts with this book, you're going to see and playfully see in loving energy that this has distracted you a lot. And you didn't waste your time. You wrote a book. Have I wrote a fucking book? No, it's like,
no,
so if you can do that off of anger, you can do that. You transmuted it in a way. So I think personally, if what my guides were saying before, if you were to realize and think, well, how can I show the world about things differently in this aspect, you're going to see a lot more success because you're conquering your fear, but you're also conquering your fear in a different way of, it's not about what happens to them and if they know who it is or not or anything like that. Because to me, it's like the universe took it away from you in a weird way. And you're like, well, I deserve that. And the universe went, well, show me. And these are all little lessons in the world that suck, but everything happens for a reason. We can't have the bad without the good and the good without the bad. So where you're at in life now, it doesn't mean that it's your happiness relies on what you have or not have, or if they're going to be caught or not. And by letting go of it in your mind, it's going to create a lot more ideas and positivity and how this is all going to move forward. I honestly think that your spirit guides and your ancestors are protecting you because there's something about they don't want this to repeat. Like, I feel like things have happened before in the past or years ago or maybe ancient times. Who knows? But this is how you respond to it to change your life path for your ancestors and family. Because yes, in the physical, we want to do so many things to evolve. We also have to go, you know what? I'm not going to lose myself over this. I'm going to think about things differently. I'm going to choose my own happiness. So that's what I'm hearing. Because this is taking a lot of your energy away.
And every time there's an issue, a financial issue, something that blocks you, you know, that it comes to your mind because you're like, you know, if that didn't happen, I wouldn't have this problem. I would not have that problem.
Right, because it set me back, like, so far.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
You know.
And, you know, I said something one time to a colleague of mine, and, you know, I used to have to bounce my, you know, my pressures off to a colleague, and I would sit with this guy once in a while, and I would say, hey, listen, you know, Ernie, I got this problem, you know. If I would have only done this, I would not have this problem. Or if this didn't happen, I wouldn't have this problem. And he goes, you know, Maria,
He goes, it reminds me of that movie, I Could Have Been a Contender. You know, the hell's the name of this? I think it's with the tip of my tongue. Stella! Streetcar Named Desire. I Could Have Been a Contender. Well, you know what? I could have been a contender. Yeah, I could have been a lot of things. But in reality, that's just in the storyline. It's a storyline that I don't know where that would go. It's a storyline that I don't know if I would have been happier, if I would have been better, mm-hmm. or I would have been worse. And he goes, it's just another storyline. This is the storyline that you have right now, and you have to continue and not be bitter about the storyline that the what ifs, because the what ifs are always a better story mm-hmm. because they're in, you know, they're created by us. And so we, of course, we create the best stories. And you almost have to allow it to be, accept it to be, and move forward and continue working on your path. And if you want to be an author, like Joe said, you know, continue being an author. And this is the step that you needed to take in order to do that.
Mm-hmm.
If the anger and the resentment pushed you to this place,
mm-hmm.
okay, so now the door is open. The door is open for you to continue.
I totally agree that everything that happened brought me to this point, and it birthed like this career, which was part of my destiny. I've been told that this was, you know, going to be a movie and stuff like that, and so it,
movie?
Can,
oh my God,
it pushed me to write.
I should have freaking said it, because that's exactly what came to my mind, and I didn't say it. You know, I can kick myself.
I do that, but again, there's like just missing. It's just you didn't. It's not that we don't believe in you or we're not saying you're wasting your time. It's just something like you have to make some edits because you're going to see when you let this go, like you emotionally go, because right now this is about, I want this completed and done. People need to see this. But when you actually let go of who this is really for, it's really for you. And when you realize it's for you, it's about you, for you. It's not about who knows who they are. It's not about them getting caught. It's about you and how this is going to help you heal and people seeing that in a different way. I see a story that people might not typically go for, and it's going to be something that they go in their life and see it differently in a unique way. But just focus on not how it's going to happen or the revenge or the anger. Let it all go and go, you know, how is this helping me?
In other words, let's say
we got to end this real soon.
Yeah, I know. Let's say you make, in the future, for whatever, you have this book, the next book, the book after, one becomes a movie, one becomes, you know, this, that, and you recruit, and you make $200,000, $200 million, okay? Be mindful to say, you know what, I would have $325 million if this shit didn't happen. Do you see what I'm saying? My point is that When you do and you make and you get to the place when you're, you know, you let go of all this stuff, because things will flow once you let go in terms of your that feeling of revenge.
Yeah.
And you recoup and you make, God help, God bless you to make, you know, the movies and all that stuff, and you start getting residuals and all this crap that comes from all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Again, please pay attention to, I would have $125 million more if this didn't happen.
Yeah, I even got to a point, I want to say this and then we got to wrap it up, but for the everyone listening too, I'll be back in an hour to do another one.
I think we should do another, really do two readings.
I know, we can come back and do it together if you want. I just got to go do something, come back.
All right.
But I wanted to say this too for you and everyone else, even when I was doing Facebook Lives, like I want to learn what I'm missing about this money coming in because I believe in myself. And the one thing that was actually preventing, because I was frustrated too, the one thing that actually prevented the blessings to come in was just letting go of mm-hmm. how I'm going to pay the bill on time, mm-hmm. how I'm going to do this. Even when I showed up with purpose, did I waste my time? No. It was just that I had the wrong direction and thought of receiving the blessings. And you'll receive the blessings in thought, an idea, maybe just get a phone call. Maybe the phone call is about, we love the book, but And it's just taking that advice and being okay with receiving the advice and just play with the universe. All you got to do is let go of whatever it is that's on your mind and things, and just be happy with you and clear your mind and watch what happens. But thank you for allowing us to read you. I appreciate it.
Thanks. That was a lot of fun. I appreciate it too.
And when you catch your thoughts and your anger or negative, it happens. We're human. Just go no in this present moment. But hopefully we get to hear from you soon again and you can share the exciting information.
Okay. Thanks for the reading. Have a great night, guys.
Okay. Looking forward to hearing about your book.
Thanks. It's called Shattered Windows if you want to look it up on Amazon.
Shattered Windows.
Shattered Windows. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Take care. Blessing be with you.
So you want to, I'll probably be like 30 minutes.
Where are you going?
I got to go bring my friend home. Well, you want to do it again? You'll be with me?
It depends on where, because, you know, now the energy is here and, you know.
It's going to be there again.
You hope?
No, it is. All right, so I'll be back, but my mom may also be back as well, probably in at least 30 minutes from now, 35, 30 minutes. I'm going to post one, and you guys will see it. And we'll take more calls and do more readings and have more fun, and we'll see you there. Don't be upset if we didn't get to you. Just call back in 35 minutes. I'll post it now.
30 minutes. Let's not stretch it.
We're here for you. All right, we'll see you guys in a little bit.